It was the largest known leak in Facebook's history. And now, a decade after the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which saw the personal data of millions of users stolen by the British consulting firm, victims in Australia will finally be compensated. Some 300,000 Australians are eligible for payouts, with claims closing on the final day of the year. That's this Wednesday. Graham Greenleaf is an honorary professor with Macquarie University's Law School. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Barbara.
Hard to believe that this scandal stretches back a full decade. Just give us, if you would, a brief recap of what happened.
Well, Barbara, a company called Cambridge Analytica in the United Kingdom managed to find a way to extract details from Facebook of, the personal details of Facebook users. And as you said, it turns out that there were over 300,000 Australians whose information was potentially extracted by that company. They then provided the information to sort of advertisers and political parties and other organisations that wanted to use the information over a period of time. And that's what was eventually found to have happened and has resulted in Meta, the new owners of Facebook, the current owners of Facebook, agreeing to settle the claims for this disclosure of information on a no liability basis, and by setting up a compensation fund in relation to Australia for $50 million.
And just explain to us how this relates to the downloading of a specific app.
Yes. It starts with individuals downloading supposedly a quiz, which they filled out. But once they'd done that, that then allowed, because of how Facebook was set up at that time, for any of their friends' details, their Facebook friends' details, to be extracted by this Cambridge Analytica company, not only the people who had downloaded the app, but all of their friends. And that's why so many Australians, even if they'd never heard of this this quiz app, how their information gets caught up in that, because they were friends of people who did download the app.
And how would these 300,000 Australians know that they'd been impacted?
Well, Facebook sent a notification to all the people, the 300,000 they identified in Australia, who they thought potentially had their information disclosed as a result of this. They put a notice on the Facebook account of all those users. But of course, many people, you know, may not have realised the significance of the notice that they were given, or they may have never seen it because by then they'd stopped using Facebook. So only a percentage of the people who were potentially affected actually ever got any real indication that this had happened. But they are still able to apply for compensation, provided they do so by the end of this Wednesday.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with Graham Greenleaf from Macquarie's Law School. We're talking about the long-awaited compensation for Cambridge Analytica's data breach, which is closing this week. $50 million fund, Graham Greenleaf. How much do you think Australians who are eligible and do apply are going to receive?
Well, it's impossible to say that, Barbara, because the way it works is that first, any people who can show they actually suffered some harm because of one of these disclosures gets paid compensation for that amount of for that harm to start with. Then the rest of the $50 million is divided up between all those people who claim who can't prove any particular harm, but lodge a statutory declaration saying that they had, and I'm quoting it here, concern or embarrassment upon learning that their Facebook data had been disclosed to unknown people, right? So there's potentially a very large amount to be divided up between all the what they call Class B claimants who lodge a stat deck like that. But there's a catch. And the catch is that Meta and KPMG, who are administering this scheme for them, may decide to put a cap on these Class B payments so that not all of the $50 million is distributed between the claimants. Any money that's not distributed, it doesn't go back to Meta, it goes into Commonwealth Consolidated Revenue. But because of there's that potential cap, you can't actually estimate how much each claimant may receive. We have to wait and see whether Meta and KPMG do put a cap on these payments and what is that cap.
But do you think, are we talking, you know, tens of dollars, hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars?
Well, what we're talking about here is people who have felt some real damage to their privacy in the form of embarrassment and concern because of the fear that their information has been disclosed to unknown persons. So there's got to be a payment that reflects that real harm to them. But on the other hand, if there was only a very small number of people who applied, it could look completely disproportionate if each received many thousands of dollars compensation for mere, if you want to call it that, concern or embarrassment. But on the other hand, the payment should not indicate that Meta is, you know, contemptuous essentially of the value of Australians' privacy.
And sorry, briefly, Graeme Greenleaf, where do people go to apply if they want to check this out?
Well, probably the easiest way to do so is to do a search for the expression Facebook Payment Program. If you search for Facebook Payment Program, it should take you to the website that has been set up by KPMG, which sets out the procedure by which you can make a claim. And that's the most straightforward way to do it. But the important thing is, of course, that you've got to do it by the end of this Wednesday.
By midnight Wednesday. Graeme Greenleaf, thank you so much.
Thanks, Barbara.